This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want. Economics in one lesson, if we get a chance, but the phones are blowing up. There's maybe room for you if you get on the lines right now at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. We'll start out with Michael, listening in Boston online. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, how you doing? Hey, I have a question. Only for the man who hasn't spoken. He's wearing a blue shirt. He's got a beard.
Well, he's spoken, but
it's Johnny Ray.
Not as much.
He's a very quiet, thoughtful man, and when he speaks, it's always worth listening to.
I'm scared. Hey, Johnny Ray. Hey, I was wondering, are you reading the comment section in the YouTube?
No, I am
not. Oh, God. I can only imagine. What are they saying? That's not a very nice thing to say.
I know, it's not nice at all.
Yeah, in fact, our board operator just dropped that one, so you probably...
Apparently that racial slur isn't allowed on the air, so we're going to have to let you go.
I'm going to get rid of him.
It's still building, and if he decides to do it again...
Well, he only dropped half the dump, so...
Okay.
Usually get to, you can drop twice, basically, but anyway...
But should I tell them whether or not I'm Jewish? Should I tell the YouTubers?
I kind of think it's irrelevant.
Well, and I can tell you, you're
don't
not
think
dirty.
It's true, do you?
You seem to be very clean to me. I mean, you're a janitor by trade.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am dirty.
Are
but,
you?
But am I the K word? Maybe so, maybe not.
You look clean to me, Johnny Ray.
Tune in next week.
Johnny Ray reveals his ethnicity.
So if the listeners could smell me, they would know how dirty I am.
So far, the crank callers tonight are one for two? There's been one decent one and two not so not
Yeah,
so good.
I mean, if you're going to do prank calls, and prank calls are fine here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Curse words. We've got a dump button. This is a professional radio program, people. We have the technology to dump what you say.
They're just really excited that the dozens of internet listeners that we have live were able to hear what they're saying.
I said a racial slur on the radio. It's not funny. So yeah. Be funny. Be interesting. Be compelling.
Or get dumped.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the phones here. Dana is on the line in Michigan listening to WTKG. Hello, Dana.
Hi. Okay, guys, I'm going to do this from an academic standpoint, because if you talk to a Muslim, this is about the Islam issue, because I actually studied in this, and this was my specialty in college. Okay, so I have found probably just as many sources to say that Muhammad's last and favorite, it was his last favorite and youngest wife, was 9 years old.
I don't know if you were listening earlier, but there is a lot of evidence that that's not the case. But regardless,
it could be.
It could be true. Yeah.
Okay. So the sources I found, the ones that you guys were referring to were, if they were done by academics, I did find things that said she was a teenager, but they were from Muslim sources. And so I discounted those immediately, because if you can't show a picture of Muhammad without death and torture and then death, then you're surely not going to say anything against him. And because in today's society, he's saying that taking a child bride is kind of sick. It's not acceptable in today's society, although things were done differently back then.
That's what they do you're right, overall it's not acceptable, but it's certainly still practiced in the fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ. Still practiced in the fundamentalist Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Church. So, I mean, that happens.
I understand that, but we're not talking about that. What I'm saying is the Muslim sources are going to do things to only glorify their prophet. Okay, so the other half that I found, that she was 6 years old, but he did not have sexual relations with her until she was nine. So I think that's where that nine keeps popping up, because I found good, solid sources that say she was six.
But it said the betrothal lasted for 5 years. So if it was 5 years, then they were betrothed when they were when she was six.
It depends where you look.
Right.
It depends.
Right. That's the difficulty here. And I understand why you would be taking outside sources, Dana, but do you take outside sources when you discuss Christianity? Do you take only outside sources?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I do. I don't just do Christian sources, because I'm more interested in not only the truth, but is the truth, it means historical accuracy. Now, nobody can actually say for sure, but when you've got, and I don't trust all historians either, because politics has infested every single walk of life. You can't, you know, you can hardly get the truth out of anything. So I'm telling you, this is years and years of research. Okay, that being said, let me share some other things with you. One of you guys, and I think it was Mark, and I hope not, because I'll be gravely disappointed. Not that I would be not disappointed in the other two, but you said that God, you said two things that really pissed me off. God had sex with Mary, and also it was said she was knocked up. Mary was not knocked up. Jesus Christ was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
Well, the Holy Spirit
is that what
God,
they're calling
right?
it now?
But the Holy Spirit's God,
even,
right?
Even, can I finish? Even Muslims accept the virgin birth. That means that she was a virgin when she had not only conceived Christ, but Muslims, just like Christians, believe that when he was born, she was still a virgin. And that was conceived through the Holy Spirit. And if you guys believe in God,
it's okay when God does it.
If the belief is
I believe
that
in God.
That God is all-knowing and all-powerful, God can do anything. And it was the Father that sent the Son, but it was the Holy Spirit that he was conceived. There was no sex going on. And
we didn't say there was sex going on.
Well, okay, so I should have said that God impregnated Mary when she was 11?
Knocked up is slang that means impregnate.
Knocked up is... In this case, it's more than slang. It's actually blasphemy, even against the Virgin.
Oh, well, I don't mind that at all. Frankly, because I'm all for blasphemy, especially blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, because I want to prove as best I can that that book is just nonsense. I mean,
I'll tell you what I have found. I got to tell you guys, the best reads that you'll ever have, and I've talked to some of these guys on national radio programs, is you get these scientists who were, and most scientists to this day are atheists. There is a group of agnostics, and you can probably count on 10 fingers and toes how many are Christians. But the best read you guys will have for proof against the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the virgin birth, any of this, is read these scientists who were atheists, who set out, their sole purpose was to disprove God's existence, and they ended up, some are on the road to become Christians, some became Christians, and some are saying, well, I'm still not a Christian, or maybe not on the fence of it yet, but there is no explanation for the intricacies of the human brain and our workings to justify that a higher power was not involved in the creation
okay.
of humanity.
Dana, you can't prove that God doesn't exist. That's
right.
Impossible.
Well, I wouldn't even try, Dana. I'm a believer in God. I just don't believe in the Bible, and those are two different things.
Well,
the Bible is another book.
Actually, let me propose this to you, Mark. If you believe in God, and you believe that, you know, all that comes with God, that he's all-knowing, all-powerful, the Alpha, the Omega, always was and always will be.
I'm not entirely sure on that, but okay.
Why is it so hard? And this is the question I ask, and I'm not doing this to trick you, like trying to be this religious, you know, holy roller and try to trick you and get you on my side. I'm doing air quotes, because this isn't about sides.
What's the question?
Truth. So if you believe that, then how hard is it to believe that the Holy Spirit could put Jesus inside the womb of Mary.
Thank you for the call.
I didn't claim the Holy Spirit didn't do that.
That's exactly what you said. That
I said that the Holy Spirit impregnated Mary at 11.
Knocked up is slang that means to impregnate.
Right. So
it doesn't necessarily. I mean, obviously,
any indictment against Muhammad should be made against the Holy Spirit if this is the case.
Yeah. Toll free number here 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free. You can bring up anything you want. Live Sunday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Also, you can, of course, bring up anything. I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They are of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you're casting a vote against the current development team. You can learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we go back to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to David. He's in France, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, so first of all, I want to react about the 3 points you made a little bit earlier. But first, imagine my shock when you compare Aisha, the wife of the prophet, to Romeo and Juliet, because Romeo and Juliet is just a play, it's not reality, and Islam is a religion that billions of people around the world following. So
are you saying that Romeo and Juliet wasn't based off of the prevailing norms at the time, that being that young females were being married off and having children at ages, you know, as young as 12, 13, 14 years old?
Yes, but it's still a play by Shakespeare. It's not like the same thing that a religious book. It's not the same thing, basically. And Aisha,
well, we didn't
mine.
Say it was
she
the
was
same thing.
Talking.
We didn't compare it in a way that suggested it was the same thing. We were comparing that, you know, they have a different, in different time frames in human history, people have different beliefs as far as what's acceptable regarding marriage and consummating marriages.
Age of consent and those sorts of things.
If it was, if I'm following your point, you were basically saying if it was 1,000 years ago normal to have sex with a 5-year-old girl, you don't see anything wrong about that.
We didn't say that there was nothing wrong with it. We didn't say that at all.
I thought it was, first off, I don't know that that happened. That sounds like an exaggeration. But, you know, I have conflicting facts here, right? Like, on one hand, people say, this happened. On the other hand, people say, this didn't happen. And then what I asked is this the most important, the most prescient, and the most crushing critique of Islam you can come up with? Is it?
Yes, but you can't compare, basically, you can't compare, basically, Mohammed with a prophet and, basically, a human being as God, because God in Christianity is some entity, is like divine, you know, it's not the same thing. It's not comparable because it's like a human being.
Oh, now he's saying that you can't compare what Muhammad did to God knocking up Mary. That's what you're saying.
Are you saying it's acceptable to knock up an 11-year-old to have your savior?
Mary was not 11. She was 15. If you look at the Bible and the Luke.
All I'm doing is reading the internet, man.
Well, most of the sources I've seen said she was 12. But again, this is the same thing that the Muslims are running into.
That's what you're doing right now. You're saying, no, she wasn't 11. She was 15. But
which, of course, by the way, many people today, David, I'm going to put you on hold for a moment here. Many people today, if you said she was 15, would say, that's a horrible crime. She can't consent.
Do math. That means that she had sex, that the Holy Spirit impregnated her.
At 14.
At 14, okay? Yeah. So.
Yeah, many people would say that would make the Holy Spirit a pedophile, which, of course, is an inaccurate term, but that's what they would say. They would threaten to string him up.
Well, if Mary's a virgin, then the Holy Spirit didn't have sex with her.
No one said that the Holy Spirit did.
Fine. There wasn't a galactic god penis, but she became pregnant. So I should use the term impregnation.
Right.
And that happens every other time.
And there's nothing unwholesome about that because there's no, fleshy members involved.
Right. It's okay as long as there's not a fleshy member.
David, go ahead.
Okay, so My second point was when basically Mark said a little bit early that because it was a long time ago, it was not really important and basically nothing matters because it was a long time ago. You said that, Mark.
Yeah, right? That's kind of how I feel. It's like it has become irrelevant to me.
Okay, do you think it should be the same thing for all historical stuff, like slavery, the Holocaust, and all that stuff, or just religious stuff?
I think that it is that way. I'm not saying it should be that way. I think that it is that way. The Mongols killed far more people than the Nazis did. But
absolutely. I agree on that.
Right, so there you go. I mean, that's the reality, is the Mongols were far more horrid. Genghis Khan was far more horrid than Hitler was. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Genghis Khan was actually out there raping and pillaging. Yeah, and
like, doing the actual raping and pillaging himself.
Hitler was, like, you know, shut up in some sort of place where no one could get to him, right? Didn't he end up taking his own life?
I agree on what you're saying, Mike, but do you see the Mongol blaming the Chinese or the Chinese blaming the Mongol? No, because actually nowadays on the current societies, it's, as example, black people asking reparation for white people, or you have the Jewish people asking reparation for basically Germany, and it's basically the two only genocide or crimes against humanity, or the way you want to call it, that only the two events in the world basically asking for reparation. We don't do that in Europe. We don't do that in any other event. The Armenian with the Turk genocide, no one talk about that. You see what I mean?
Well, the Armenians still do talk about the genocide. They want to make sure that the Turks take it responsibility for it.
But do they talk about reparations?
I think reparations are an extraordinarily problematic conversation, because everybody can look at their history and say, these people did this to me and that sort of thing. So it turns out I'm largely Western European as far as ethnicity goes. Should I be able to go after the ruling class, the people who are the descendants of ruling classes of Europe, for some kind of payment because my people weren't particularly rich or forced to work on farms as serfs or whatever it was that they were forced to do? It seems absolutely ridiculous. It's slavery. Serfdom is a form of slavery. I'm sure that some of my ancestors came across as indentured servants, and indentured servants historically were treated pretty bad in the United States. What about that? Okay, so I've got some Ethiopian Jew in my lineage. I'm sure that that makes me partially black. Do I have to pay? It's all very bizarre when you start talking about reparations. I think it's just too muddy.
I agree with you totally on that, and that's why basically I'm saying it's like no one should, like you said, ask for reparation, and we should go forward and not backward. Do you agree with me on that?
I'm with you on that one, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, David, for your call tonight.
People should face consequences for their actions, not who they
are,
what they do.
But if those people who made those actions are dead now, then, you know, you can't make that right anymore.
No, that's not their actions.
Yep. You should have to pay for every slave you've enslaved, Johnny.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues. You can join us here on the radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here on the radio. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight is me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark.
And we've got Skype. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And if you've got online shopping to take care of, you can get it taken care of fast by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. You just click on the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live will benefit. There was the one rare occasion that I actually used Amazon directly this last week.
Uh-huh.
Normally I use saveitpurse.com because I've got Bitcoin and I would like to spend that and save like 20%. That's how I get almost everything through Amazon, but every now and then, maybe like once a year, there'll be some reason why I'll go through shop.freetalklive.com where, you know, I can't spend my Bitcoin. And the only reason I would do that is if I can't get a better deal. And it's very rare that that happens. But they had something called a lightning deal on Amazon recently. And I broke a pair of headphones that I needed to replace. Like the in-ear ones, not the big ones that you see us on with the cameras here. So the in-ear buds. So anyway, I snapped the connector off of one of those. I'm like, all right, I need to get another pair of headphones. Went and looked them up. I was getting ready to, you know, put the URL into saveitpurse.com so I could save 20%. And the lightning deal thing was like a limited time window. Was like if you order now within the next hour, you get it at 70% off or something like that. So there would have been no. I tried to put that on a wish list, and it just doesn't work that way with the Lightning deal. So in that case, I did go ahead and go through, you know, shop.freetalklive.com, just went through the regular Amazon buying experience. And so it was like the first time in quite a while that I hadn't used saveitpurse.com. So if you've got Bitcoin, you've got cryptocurrency, and you want to save big time on Amazon purchases, go to saveitpurse, saveatpurse.com, and do that through them. You'll save big time. There's, I just did that actually with a weed whacker. The old weed whacker that I had here is, it's done for. It's broken after, you know, more than a decade of.
You use a gas service. One or?
It's gas. Yeah.
It's a gas one. It's
yeah.
Using.
Yeah. 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 Well, not anymore because it's broken. But, so I went online to go and look at options. And I found, an affordable, I'm going to try a battery operated one just because, you know, see how that works. And it was cheap through Amazon, but even cheaper through saveitpurse.com. I saved 20%. On that. So why not? Why not do that? SaveATPurse.com. If you don't have cryptocurrency, then just go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, we go to Shia on the line in Pennsylvania watching on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Shia.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, there's a little lag on my TV between you guys and YouTube.
That's all right.
Hello?
Here you are. You're on the air.
Am I on?
You are on the radio.
I was just playing with my fidget spinner. I was zoning out there for a minute. I was on hold for a while, so I think we got a little off topic. But I was getting kind of triggered about you guys talking about defending pedophilia in any form. And then
who is defending that?
It sounded like you guys were defending Muhammad. For marrying that wife of his at 18.
No, I don't think you were listening very closely. What we were saying was. No, I don't think you were, because what we were saying was that people disagree on the age at which Muhammad's young wife was. Some people say she was as young as 9. Others say she was as young as 19. And there's, you know, historical evidence to back up a lot of those claims. And then what Mark had said was that times were different then, even if she was, you know, pretty young, times were different then. That's not defending the act. That's just saying that in, you know, a different time, people looked at things differently. Do you think that's not true?
I'm also saying... People disagree on whether the Holocaust happened. Does that mean it didn't happen either?
Well, I think we have more evidence that the Holocaust
occurred. I think there's a lot of evidence saying that the Holocaust didn't happen. I've read some of it.
So you're one of those?
Well, okay. I've read something that's convincing.
I'm just reiterating your point that you just made.
No,
that's not what we mean. Look, that's not our point.
It's much more difficult to ascertain what occurred 1,500 years ago than it is to ascertain what occurred 70 years ago. There's photographic information about the Holocaust. There is none about this Muhammad and Aisha characters.
Yeah. Well, they didn't exactly have cameras back then, but they wrote.
I know! That's the point I'm trying to make!
Right. To say that we don't know something isn't to defend what happened. You understand that, right?
I don't know. I mean,
okay,
do
well,
really
I'm sorry you don't
were
understand.
You there when the Holocaust happened?
Were you there when Muhammad had a wife?
I don't know. I could have been in a past life.
Thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. As we continue, we go to...
Apparently, if I don't toe the particular line of some of these people on Muhammad, then I am endorsing it. I think those religions are dumb. Yeah. All right? That's my statement.
This ought to be a good call. Someone calling themselves Asian, calling from Philadelphia, also watching on YouTube. You're on Free Talk Live.
No, you got my name wrong.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
It's Aslan, like the lion.
Can you spell that?
It's the A-S-L-A-N.
Yeah, the character from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, okay.
It was a parable of Jesus, basically.
Gotcha.
Well, it means lion. Is Chechen name?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. You know what? I didn't look close enough here. The letter was the letter L looked like an I to me from the distance here. So apologize about that. Go ahead, Aslan.
Okay, you were talking Islam. I was born in Chechnya. And like I was Muslim most of my life, but I went away from church. Now I can't go back. I have family in Grozny, and I can't go back because I probably would be killed.
Okay.
And this is very serious.
I believe you.
But for you say like you say you were in jail and you read Quran.
I did, yeah.
And you read front to back, and you believe this?
No. Just because you read a book doesn't mean you believe it.
But you sound to me like you were defending.
I will defend when people tell, you know, possible lies about something. I will, if I know something to be different, if I know something to be contrary to what the claim is being made, I will state the contrary claim. I don't know what the truth is about what happened back then because I wasn't there.
If somebody called into this show and said that Jesus had sex with a 9-year-old and it said so in the Bible, I would say that that was an inaccurate statement because I have read the Bible all the way through multiple times.
Well, Coranda, I don't think talks about, I don't recall. I mean, it's been 6 years or whatever, but I don't think that was addressed in the Quran.
I'm just saying that.
That's the reason why I'm calling, because I've studied Quran my whole life, and it does say that Muhammad took Aisha, his wife, at a very young age.
Uh-huh. Well, there's all kinds of different evidence about there at the age at which she was taken as his wife, and some people say it was as old as 19, and I linked to an article with mountains of citations in it, and anybody who really wants to delve into all of these allegations about how old his wife was certainly can spend all kinds of time doing that.
But, if that's all you, but it's not going to change.
I tell you, I grew up in Muslim culture. I learned this from a very young age, and she was 9 lunar years old. It's
okay.
What we learn.
Well, thank you for your opinion, but obviously people within that culture have different opinions. Okay. Well, that's your opinion, and there are other people who are in that culture who have different opinions. Thank you for the call tonight, Aslan. I appreciate it. Lots of people really harping on this particular issue here tonight as though
there
they know something.
Very important to them.
Yeah, as though they know something about what happened in the past.
I just keep on hearkening back that these things happened historically. I'm not saying I like it. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying
that acknowledging
that
it happened.
It doesn't run my life. I don't care very much.
I don't base my opinion about a religion because of what one of its adherents or its originator might have done at some point in the past.
Yeah, I mean, so Alexander the Great was buggered by philosophers. Okay. King Leonidas was probably the most courageous and deadly gay man the world's ever seen. Okay. He probably had sex with people who were below the age of 10, too. Boys below the age of 10.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but maybe enough time for you if you get on the line now at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, the Free Talk Live AMP program, great way to get behind the show for $5 a month and help us get Free Talk Live on the radio in more markets. We've got another station coming on board soon. I can't say where that is, but I'm excited, you know, as always, to bring new listeners to expose them to the ideas of freedom. The ideas of peace and liberty is what we talk about on a nightly basis here on Free Talk Live. They're important ideas, and I'm glad that we have the opportunity to bring it to over 160 great radio stations around the country. We could have, you know, a couple hundred more. It's possible, but we do need to have money with which to market Free Talk Live, and we're going to bring some change to the AMP program within the next few weeks. I've been unable to get to the video editing that I've been wanting to do over the last several days, so be patient with me. I've got a lot on my plate here, but when I get to it, we're going to roll out some changes to the Free Talk Live AMP program and the LRN satellite channels, and we'll talk more about that in the future. But meanwhile, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can get signed up there. As a number of people did this week, thank you to everybody who has done that. And as I said earlier, I'm still getting caught up on those processing through those signups, because even though we have an automated system on the website, I always like to just kind of oversee things and send out thank you notes and things like that. So you go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only podcast, and more. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, credit card, PayPal, and we take Bitcoin at amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Scott is on the line in Massachusetts listening to WBNW in the Boston Concord, Mass. area. Go ahead, Scott.
Good evening. I haven't heard you in a long time. You may remember me as Scott the Bigot.
It is you.
Yes,
people have been.
I've been living under the grid, and I was away from. But you didn't forget me, I hope.
No. In fact, people have been asking about you for years. You know where? What happened to Scott the Bigot?
Yeah.
I saw Scott in Massachusetts on the call screening software, and I said to you, Mark, what did I say to you during the break?
Well, you said you're going to him first.
And I said this could be him. I said this could be Scott.
Well, I haven't changed, gentlemen, and I want to let you know. I know you got limited time.
Here, I want to let you know this before you go on. The phone that you're on right now. It doesn't sound that great. Can you maybe back away from it from like maybe like 2 inches?
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Okay. That's better. Now, the last time we talked to you, I think it was darn close to the last time we talked to you. Your mother came on the line, and for listeners that don't know, this is Scott the Bigot. He is a longtime caller, former caller of the show, called pretty regularly, off and on, for a few years, and then, like you said, you just disappeared. Did it have anything to do with your mother catching you on the line and chewing you out on the air?
I got tired of radio, but now that Trump's in office, it's right my time again. And America's in deplorable condition. I don't know where to begin. I'll just say that we have a Zionist-occupied government. If people wondering what's going on in America,
same old talking points,
mm-hmm. And they don't know, yes, but it's true. It hasn't changed.
So first of all, what is a Zionist? And are you saying that Donald Trump is a Zionist?
No. I'm saying that America, he can't stop it himself. America's essentially, what I mean is, America's controlled by the Jews. What I mean by the Jews, they control Wall Street, they control Hollywood.
Do they control Donald Trump?
Yes. Any president would be controlled by the Jews because, again, we have a Zionist-occupied government, meaning that, and it's proven true with Charles Schumer and Adam Schiff and Dianne Feinstein, especially George Soros. George Soros is the evil ringleader, the puppet master, if you will, and he's behind all of this. For people that aren't familiar with George Soros, he made billions manipulating the currency of Great Britain. Vladimir Putin threw him out of Russia because he was trying to manipulate their currency. And most recently, he got Ann Coulter thrown out of Berkeley because Bill Ayers is his Gentile front, meaning Bill Ayers works for George Soros. And George Soros is an international Jewish banker, and also he is also a fifth columnist, a communist. So I want to leave you callers with a thought. America's in the state it's in because of three forces that it's working against it. International Jewish finance, international Jewish communism, and international Jewish Zionism. Those are the three forces that are working against America. And America is doomed.
It doesn't seem
nation.
Like the Zionists are very powerful. I mean, they only have a tiny little country down there. What's the big deal?
This is the big deal. Israel is a clearinghouse, an international clearinghouse.
For
the Rothschilds, for all Jewish activity in the world. And there are very
the
small numbers,
clearing?
You said. But tremendous. You need to understand. You need to read the protocols of the Willard Elder Design, which I was explaining. I need hours to explain it. But to answer your question, it's called the Jewish question. The Jewish question means, how do the Jews have such power? How did they get there? What do they do there?
Now, you've missed out recently, Scott. We've had a bunch of calls tonight from some similarly bigoted people, but unlike them, I'm actually like relieved to hear from you, because at the very least, you know, you don't say the F word or, you know, some other words that we would have to dump on the air as we have with some of these other callers tonight. So even though you know, I still find your viewpoint to be despicable and detestable, I still want to welcome you back to Free Talk Live. I am glad to hear from
opinions
you again.
Opinions are welcome no matter how abhorrent.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, and I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to call back, because I know a lot of our listeners did miss you.
I have to laugh because I thought I was forgotten.
No, not at all. Who could forget Scott the Bigot? I mean, there's some classic.
You're a dedicated caller.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's some classic callers to Free Talk Live that I think will always be remembered, including remember Paula, who was in the trailer park years ago.
Who was the master sergeant that would call in and from the junkyard?
Oh yeah, that was a long time ago. Walt from Kansas City.
Yeah.
So there's some of them that are really memorable characters, all the way back to Sanjay from our local days when we were on in Sarasota. photo, the fake call from the guy who was running a Quickie Mart kind of thing, really, you know, great accent. And of course, the big question about Scott the Bigot has been, is he for real? And that's always been one of the big questions among our listeners, is Scott actually who he, you know, pretends to be, or yeah. Is this all a big put on?
No, it's not. I've always
believed you're for real. I've always believed
real.
That about
I,
you.
I look at America. I know you have limited time. I look at America, and I hate what I see.
Here's what I want you to do. Do you have the internet?
I don't use a computer.
You don't use a computer?
I don't want
one. How do you live?
I function very well.
Okay. So I want to know if you can call on a different phone is the reason I'm asking, because the one that you're on, even though you've backed away from it, it's still kind of cruddy, and it's going to get, if you call back on that same phone, maybe you could use your mom's extension. Are you still at mom's house?
I knew you were going to say that. No, my mom's not feeling very well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pick on on her.
No, I know what you think. I live in a cellar with a tinfoil hat.
No, I didn't think you wore a tinfoil hat. We do have listeners.
I can assure you, gentlemen, that I have all my mental faculties. I'm as sane, if not more sane. If anything is insane, it's our world is insane. Our world is one giant nut house. This country
is one giant
nut house.
You're on a landline? You're not calling
on a landline.
Cell phone?
Regular telephone.
You don't have a cell phone.
It's a cheapy Walmart.
I don't
cell
even
phone.
Use a cell phone, and you know why? Because when I'm out somewhere, I don't want to be bothered with anyone. I just want to be left alone.
I want to ask you to maybe we'll have you call the studio line or something next time. The alternate line, if you wanted to call in, maybe that would clear the line up. It's not intolerable, but it's also not great either. Hey, Scott, good to hear from you, even though I disagree with pretty much everything
and
that
I
comes out of your mouth.
And I want to leave one fast thought before all your viewers, all your listeners, if they want to understand the craziness in America, and they do not understand, and they're desperately looking for an answer, they can find everything they're looking for in the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. The Jews claim it's a forgery, but I can assure you it's absolutely authentic.
Thank you for the call, Scott. It's sort of good to hear from you. I feel mostly positive about that, even though it was reprehensible. Thank you for the call. So, there he is. He's back. He's okay. He's still out there. Still sounds just like he did, you know, 5 years ago or whenever the hell it was.
Do you think bringing him on just sort of represented the folks that were in the YouTube comments today?
To represent what?
Do you think bringing him on?
Yeah, it was emblematic of the everything.
The culmination. He was the culmination.
They're accusing us of being Jewish in the, uh-huh. the YouTube things there, as though any of us, anybody here
now
raised
it's confirmed.
Jewish?
You two-thirds confirmed Jewish, right? And so I assume
they
that's
said
you two.
Two-thirds. I don't know which two-thirds. Okay. Didn't they say you were Jewish?
I'm not
right?
disclosing my heritage until next week.
You refuse to do that till next week. I can say that I was. Raised Protestant, I did take a DNA test, and it came out that there was one Jew drop of blood in there, basically.
I knew it.
A Zionist.
I knew it! And I don't know what that means, because I don't know anything about any Zionists, whatever, don't care anything about that stuff. But, you know, if you're really busy worrying about whether what somebody's religion is, you're just a nut.
All right, if you didn't get on tonight, no worries. Call tomorrow night. We're on live, as always, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us online in the meantime, between now and then, over at freetalklive.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Yes.
yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.